Before you pray your rosary today, you need to listen to the two warnings that St. Louis de Montfort gives. They will radically change your life. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, for the first one, I want to reveal it through an incredible story. Listen to this. Whatever you do, do not be like a certain pious but self-willed lady in Rome, so often referred to by speakers of the rosary. She was so devout and fervent that she put to shame by her holy life even the strictest religious in the church. Having decided to ask St. Dominic's advice about her spiritual life, she made her confession to him. For penance, he gave her one rosary to say and advised her to say it every day. She excused herself, saying that she had her regular exercises, that she made the Stations of the Rome every day, that she wore a sackcloth as well as a hair shirt, that she gave herself the discipline several times a week, and that she often fasted and did other penances. St. Dominic urged her over and over to take his advice and say the rosary, but she would not hear of it. She left the confessional horrified at the methods of this new spiritual director who had tried so hard to persuade her to take up a devotion for which she had no taste. Later on, when she was at prayer and she fell into ecstasy and had a vision of her soul appearing before the Supreme Judge, St. Michael put all her penances and other prayers on one side of the scales and all her sins and imperfections on the other. The tray of her good works were greatly outweighed by that of her sins and imperfections. Filled with alarm, she cried for mercy, imploring the help of the Blessed Virgin. Her gracious advocate, who took the one and only rosary she had set for her penance and dropped it on the tray of her good works. This one rosary was so heavy that it weighed more than all her sins as well as all her good works. Our Lady then reproved her for having refused to follow the counsel of her servant Dominic and for not saying the rosary every day. As soon as she came to herself, she rushed and threw herself at the feet of St. Dominic and told him all that had happened. So St. Louis de Montfort, in telling this story, is telling us that the first warning about all of our lives is what we do matters incredibly. Listen to the story of that lady, how she did all of these things, and that plus her sins, her rosary weighed more, one rosary weighed more than all of her penances, all of her actions, and even all of her sins put together. What does that tell you? That what we do matters. And we need to consider that carefully, especially in the spiritual life. We need to choose wisely the things that we're going to be doing in our spiritual life. Now, why is a rosary particularly so powerful? Because we're basically praying the life of Jesus and Mary. So whenever we do penances, which are good and we should do, and whenever we do this or we do that, it's just us. We're just offering our own merits, ourselves to God. But when we pray the rosary, we are praying the life of Jesus and Mary. It's like we're giving that to God, and the life of Jesus and Mary has so much merit that it weighs far more than our own lives. Now imagine if you were to do many rosaries a day. If you're still not convinced of the power of the rosary, listen to the following story. And then we're going to talk about the second warning that St. Louis de Montfort gives. Listen to this. Alphonsus VIII, King of Aragon and Castile, had been leading a disorderly life and had been punished by God in several ways. And he was forced to take refuge in a town belonging to one of his allies. St. Dominic happened to be in this town on Christmas Day, and he preached on the rosary as he usually did, and spoke of the graces that we obtained through this devotion. He mentioned, among other things, that those who said the rosary devoutly would overcome their enemies and regain all that they had lost. The king listened attentively and sent for St. Dominic to ask whether what he had said about the rosary was really true. The saint assured him that nothing was more true, and that if he would only practice his devotion and join the confraternity, he would see for himself. The king resolved to say the rosary every day and persevered for a year in doing so. The very next Christmas, Our Lady appeared to him at the end of his rosary and said, "Alphonsus, you have served me for a year by saying my rosary devoutly every day, so I have come to reward you. I have obtained the forgiveness of your sins from my son. Here is a rosary which I present to you. Wear it, and I promise that none of your enemies will be able to harm you." Our Lady vanished, leaving the king overjoyed and greatly encouraged. He immediately went in search of the queen and told her all about Our Lady's gift. and the promise that went with it. He touched her eyes with the rosary, for she had lost her sight and she was cured. Shortly afterwards, the king rallied some troops and with the help of his allies, boldly attacked his enemies. He forced them to give back the territory they had taken from him and make reparation for his losses. They were completely routed, and he became so successful in war that soldiers came from all sides to fight under his standard because it seemed that whenever he went into battle, the victory was sure to be his. This is not surprising because he never went into battle without first saying his rosaries on his knees. Now, the specific battle that he fought was so decisive that it was in fact the battle that turned the tide of defeating the Muslims and getting them out of Portugal and Spain. If it had not been for that particular king, Portugal and Spain would now be Muslim. If we did not have Catholic Portugal and Catholic Spain, we would not have Fatima and all the other saints, Saint Teresa of Avila, and so much that those two countries have given us now. Now, these two stories prove the first warning from Saint Louis de Montfort that what we do matters. So he advises us to do and pray the rosary. This will be the best and most effective use of your prayer time. Now, for the second warning, listen to this. Saint Louis de Montfort, in his famous treatise on the true devotion to Mary, dealt with the theme of purgatory in regard to the intercession of the Virgin. Others perhaps would say, if I surrender to the Most Holy Virgin all the value of my actions, so that she may apply it to whom she wills, perhaps I will have to suffer for a long time in purgatory. This objection that comes from the love of oneself and from the ignorance in regard to the generosity of God and of His Holy Mother is self-destructive. Is it ever possible, indeed, that a fervent and generous soul, more attentive to the interests of God than to his own, who gives to God all that he has without holding back to the point of not being able to give him anything more, who desires only the glory and the reign of Jesus Christ by means of his Holy Mother, and he sacrifices himself completely to attain it. Is it ever possible, I say, that such a noble and generous person would be more punished in the other world for having been down here more generous and selfless than others? On the contrary, with this person, we shall see it further on, our Lord and his Mother will be very generous in this world and in the other one, in the order of nature, grace, and glory. So it's not just what we do, the rosary. We must do that. That is one of the most, if not the most powerful prayer that we can pray on behalf of the souls in purgatory. And the more that we're confident in that, the more intensely we will pray the rosary. But it's not enough to pray the rosary. We must give all of it to Our Lady. Now, St. Louis de Montfort and other places will specifically recommend consecrating yourself to the Blessed Mother. If you have never consecrated yourself to the Blessed Mother, it is an act by which we entrust everything that we are and am and have to Our Lady's hands. In the same way that we would entrust all of our wealth to a spiritual investor or advisor, so that we can have more wealth, in the same way, when we give all of our spiritual wealth to the Blessed Mother, she makes it grow incredibly. The two ways that I would recommend that you consecrate yourself to Our Lady would be one, through the method of St. Louis de Montfort, which is a 30-day method, or you could do a shorter route, a 9-day preparation through the method of St. Maximilian Kolbe, whose focus is on evangelization, and he is a 20th century saint. In my own personal life, the rosary has had incredible fruit in my prayer for the souls in purgatory, and in consecrating myself to Our Lady, I have seen her hand act in my life. This channel is here because I've consecrated myself to her, and she has saved me from so many dangers, so many that I can't even begin to tell you. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. And don't forget to visit the sponsors of this channel to help you pray the rosary more effectively. The Rosary Experience app for iOS or Android, where there are tons of pictures and videos to help you focus more intensely on the rosary to make your rosary praying more fruitful. And visit as well purgatoryproject.org, where you can register your deceased loved ones so that you and others can pray for them to get out of purgatory as soon as possible. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.